you guys, this is Dr. Renee Sunday, and you know, this is Good Deeds. We're having an awesome, awesome time. You know, whenever we come on, we actually, the goal is to empower you, to educate you, that you can actually make a wise decision and move forward. You know, that's our goal here at Good Deeds. We actually showcase and promote others that they can move forward in life. And that's what we do. We are our sisters and our brothers' people. You know, God is so good. We have an awesome, awesome young lady that's here with us today. We actually going to find out some awesome things about our body. A lot of men are on the air, actually. But, you know, it's good that men know about ladies, know about the things that we have to go through so you can help us through these things and you can actually identify some things that we actually have to deal with. You know, yes, they say all the books tell us that we're, you know, ladies are emotional more than men. But, okay, all right. But we want, you know what ladies want. We want someone to pay attention to us. We want someone to comfort us. We want someone just to listen to the things that we actually have on our mind. But, you know, men want that as well. But we have to be our brothers and our sisters' keeper. You know, when we're in relationships, it's not one side. It goes both ways. You know, when you, as a kid, we were on the I think they, it's called a seesaw. When it went up, it went down. So the thing is, we have to remember we are to help each other. And God has given us relationships at every level. The ultimate relationship, of course, is with Him, but here on earth, relationships with us, with Mary, you know, with our family, our coworkers, and people always come in our path. So always remember that relationships are very important, okay? And you know, especially in business, they're very important in regards of networking, how we support each other in our different businesses. And of course, that's what we want to do here at Good Deeds. So if there's anything you need us to do, please don't hesitate to get in contact with me, with us. You know, we're on all different social media networks, and you know, our website is gooddeedslive.com. We have an awesome young lady with here. I don't want to delay the time because, you know, I can talk, right, you guys, but, you know, I love you too. But the concept, we're going to actually, she's going to open our eyes to so many wonderful things. Her name, she's an international lady, so, you know, we're already going to get some valuable information. Her name is Miss Linda Hawkins. She just is a dog. She actually enlightened me while we were actually in the green room. She helped me out in some situations. But you know what? We need to listen to people that actually have been in that situation, that have a testimony, things that they can help us in life. Don't think that you're always in things by yourself. Don't do that. This young lady is going to actually tell us some things that we need to do as ladies that we can empower ourselves. You know, our health is very important. You know, me being a physician, you know, we got to eat right. You know, at one time I wasn't, but, you know, hey, it's a process to eat right, to actually take care of our bodies. But we're not going to delay the time here. Her name is Ms. Linda Hawkins. Linda, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Renee, I am here. How are you?
I'm just great. Thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to hang out with us on Good Deeds.
No problem. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, wow. I just love the energy and you kissing your voice. I can tell the passion is there. We're going to actually learn some wonderful things. Well, we're going to dive right in. Tell us just a little bit more about yourself, the wonderful things that's actually going on in your life and your journey.
Okay, well, a little bit about my journey. I actually have always been an individual who believed in healthy living. As a young person, I would eat healthy, and as I grew up, I became the person considered as a nuts and berry lady, and that's because people would always see me eating healthy food, so they just called me the nuts and berry lady. As I grew up, I began to become more and more interested in how to talk to other people about living a healthy lifestyle, and I see myself as an educator. But as an educator, I thought, well, if you want to tell people, you have to learn more yourself, and maybe you need a degree or a certification. So I went back to school, and I got a degree. I got a master's so that I could work with people about their behaviors. And I also decided to get a certification in lifestyle and weight management because I wanted to help people to lose weight if that was their goal. And that kind of led into some other things, which I hope we'll talk about a little bit more a little later. But I see myself as an educator. I'm a mother, a wife, a grandmother, and I'm just a lover of people, and I'm blessed. I feel that so many doors have been opened for me, and as a result of that, I want to share what I know with others. So that's me in a nutshell.
That's powerful. Ooh, that's powerful. That's enough to say hallelujah. But I'm so glad. Well, my audience know I'll cut up in a minute. They know that God has truly been blessed. He's blessed all of us, so we actually need to show some time, as the old folks used to say. But let's dive into this topic. Okay, now, you know we need to talk about this now, ladies. And men
that's
on the line, I see a lot of my friends are here that's male on the line. We really, really need to talk about the M word. And you know what that is? That's menopause. Yes, we will go through menopause. So we actually need to learn about it before we get there. And, of course, we, you know, educate ourselves and re-educate ourselves of the situation. Because a lot of people, we get a negative connotation when we talk about it. But, no, we actually need to engage it and learn what it is, number one, and some things and some symptoms that we have. And, of course, what we can do to kind of decrease or eliminate the things, you know, the symptoms that we have. But Linda, talk to us about what is menopause and what are some of the symptoms that we actually will encounter.
Okay, let me give you a real simple definition, and it's something that I have researched for several years and found out that everybody comes to almost the same conclusion. And it's basically when a woman has, she's decreasing, making estrogen, and for different reasons, she's no longer making the level of estrogen that she used to make. And during that time, it's your menstrual cycle is changing. So it's 12 consecutive months without a menstrual cycle. And once you have reached the 12 consecutive months and there's no cycle, then you are actually menopausal. It's that simple. You no longer making estrogen, and you have 12 consecutive months without a cycle. That's the definition. Now, what does it look like? This is where women have some difficulty, and men too. They're not really sure what it looks like. And everybody automatically knows that women have hot flashes. And that's common. They say, well, what's menopause? And they'll say, oh, when women have hot flashes. Well, yeah, that's one of the things of many. And I have several that I'm going to list, several different symptoms, but I think there's a list of over 35 symptoms now. So let me just give you a few. I already mentioned hot flashes. Anxiety. You'll see how women become extremely anxious about really simple things. And I tell women, a good definition is there used to be things that people would say to you and it would go through one ear and out the other. But all of a sudden, when you hear them say it, it goes in, it sticks in there, and you're like, I know she didn't say that. She couldn't have said that to me. Because all of a sudden, you're anxious. Mood swings, we swing back and forth, the mood changes, and we don't know what's going on, and our spouses and men who are close to us, they don't know what's going on because the mood keeps changing. The heart palpitations is when your heart beats so quickly, and sometimes it feels like it's about to jump out your chest. You're more susceptible to various cancers. There's a high risk of heart disease, and as you already know, doctor, that women over 50, the number one killer is heart disease, osteoporosis, depression. Women, they go into this deep, dark place, and they have a difficult time coming out. Low libido, the arthritis, and you have sore joints, dry and itchy skin, night sweats, which go along with the hot flashes, insomnia. I have to tell you that during that time when I first started experiencing menopause, I didn't know what it was, and I did not sleep for 2 years. I talked to women who said, there was one woman I talked to about a month ago, and she said, do you know, I did not sleep for 5 years. The insomnia just kind of takes over. Foggy thinking, you forget really, really simple things like how to spell words, people's names, how to drive to a certain location that you've been to many, many, many times, looking for your keys when you should be putting them in the same place, but all of a sudden you didn't put them in the same place, and now you can't find them, trying to find your glasses when you have them on your face, or trying to find your cell phone when you're talking on your cell phone. So this simple, just really foggy thinking. And then there's other things that go on, and including weight gain, which I'm thinking we'll talk about that a little later. So those are some of the symptoms.
Wow. I was right, and I'm like, ooh, okay. Okay, ladies, we got to see some of those things. It's okay if you do have any of those symptoms. It's okay. The goal is we get educated here that we can actually pursue different things that we can do to make you want to feel better. But let's talk about this. You know, like we're talking. Why we don't like to talk about it? I mean, why women, we don't want to open up and discuss our menopause? I mean, how can you get us and help us to actually to talk about it, that we can feel that we're not alone in this process? Because especially that lady in 5 years, she wanted to reach out to somebody.
And it really she was so happy to talk about it. It gave her an opportunity to share something that she's been going through by herself, because she just didn't want other people to know. One thing is, there's such a stigma behind menopause. Whenever you say a woman is menopausal, you immediately think that woman is old. Nobody wants to be considered as being old. We know we're getting older, but we don't want you to tell us that we're getting older. So you just don't talk about the menopausal part of it to try and make it easier, I guess, to age. The other thing is, it's almost like another stigma. It's like PMS. If you're having a bad day, or there's, oh, she's PMS. Nobody wants to hear that. So if you're having a bad day and you're an older woman, there's, oh, she's menopausal. That makes women feel bad. They don't feel good about that, because it's something that's been hidden for so many years. Another thing that is really, really serious is, because women didn't know what was going on and the doctors didn't know how to handle women's depression and their mood swings years and years ago, if a woman happened to mention it, they would actually lock women up if they had some depression or mental issues. They didn't know how to deal with it. They didn't know what kind of medication to give women, what type of suggestions to tell them to use to make things better for themselves. They just locked them up. So women stopped talking about it. If you were having a really bad day, you were defined as crazy. So women stopped talking about it. So there were a lot of negative connotations that were attached to menopause, and we're still trying to work through that. As I talk more about it, I see that women, some women are trying to be more open about it, but there's still a group that just won't say anything. I've been there, done that, and I don't want to discuss it. That was a time of my life. I've gone through that, and I don't want to deal with that anymore. So, you know, women are trying to go through it. Now, you ask me, how do I help women? I've actually created an organization, a small organization called the Savvy Sister Circle, and we meet once a month, because I know that women need an opportunity to just open up and feel free about opening up and comfortable around other women who are going to support them and maybe provide suggestions or recommendations that can help them through. So we have this good group of women, and we have usually a topic that we'll talk about for a few minutes, and I just do that to open the floor up. And once I open the floor up, you just wouldn't believe what just comes out. I mean, just women just want to talk. And that's what we need more of. We need the support groups where you feel comfortable, you feel safe, and you can just talk about anything that's on your mind that you would not normally talk about in public. So that's what we need, more sister circles throughout the nation. It just needs to be everywhere. We're doing this in Dayton, Ohio right now, but I believe that this is something that we need to carry to other cities so women can open up and nurture each other and be there for each other and just share what's going on with themselves. And it might help somebody else. Who knows? So that's what I've done to help.
That's that's powerful. Oh, my Lord. Now, let's go a little bit more, because, okay, now you say, okay, we may be going through this. Do you have any, you know, I know it's brief because we need to contact you to be, you know, talk more in detail, but any recommendations that you suggest, to help with the symptoms that, you know, that we have in menopause?
Sure. Well, one thing I recommend is individuals do exactly what I did. When I saw it was coming, I began to do research. Any book I could get my hands on, I was buying books. I would go to the bookstore and I would just go to the menopause section, which was a very small selection, unfortunately. But I was buying every book and just reading all about menopause because I wanted to know. I wanted to know what I could do to help myself so I'd have a better quality of life. And then, of course, once I did that, I began to share that information with other women. And I also wrote a book called Yes, Real Women Do Sweat, Straight Talk About Menopause. It's a guidebook, and it has, of course, all the symptoms, wonderful stories that have come from other women that have experienced it. I put in the recommendations, and I'll share some of those recommendations, of living a quality of life. And, of course, at the end, I have a little quiz to see if you pass the quiz or not. But a couple of things I tell people to do if you pass that quiz is if you suspect, because you're experiencing some things, contact your doctor. And if you don't get a good answer, then ask for a hormone test. They can actually do a hormone test to see what level your estrogen is. And if your estrogen is low, then you know then you're definitely going into menopause. You know, you're experiencing it. In addition to the research, get the books. Talk to other women. Try and get other women to open up. I mean, our mothers and our grandmothers, they may have gone through it a little differently, but the key is every woman goes through it. Everybody does. And maybe they will open up, and that can start the dialogue within the families. And I also tell women, I said, now I'm sharing this information with you, and I think you need to be accountable to the younger generation and start sharing it with the younger ladies. When they're 30 and 35 and 40, that's not too early to find out about menopause. That's a good time, because the more they know, the easier the process is going to be for them, and it begins to change the way menopause looks with society. It becomes open, it becomes the norm, and we need to treat it that way, because it's not a disease, it's not an illness, it's a biological change that women go through. And so we need to share early, talk about it to the older women, the younger women, and get it out there and really make it part of society. Hopefully,
there's
a couple
things. Powerful. Well, no, that was great information. You know, you guys, my listeners, or you know, you about now, what I really want you guys to hear this is Ms. Linda's going to tell us about, she has this awesome, awesome, awesome conference coming up this year called Yes, Real Women Conference. And she's going to share with us, I mean, why her vision behind it, the things that you actually will get when you, the benefits of it, and after how you can register for this awesome event.
Okay, it's the Yes Real Women Conference. It started off as the Yes Real Women Do Sweat Conference, and that was because my focus was on menopause. And I wanted to expand it. This is conference number 3, and our topic is actually reinventing you. It's time to celebrate. And I'm trying to get women to celebrate the fact that they are changing. A lot of people are changing who they are. They close one chapter and they open up a new chapter. Women, they go to school late in life. They become doctors late in life. They are an engineer, and then they decide to go become a school teacher. So this was about us. It's about reinventing us. And the topics that I have are celebrating menopause, which, of course, is myself. And I have the topic called A Brand New You, Inside and Out. And the young lady is all about branding. That's what she does. She helps companies and women, individual women, and people who want to get back into the workforce learn how to brand themselves. The next one is reinvent your finances and build your wealth. And I thought that was important because after a certain age, we need to know how to build our wealth. If you haven't done it already, it's never too late. And if someone can teach you how to do that, then that's important. And then the last topic is conceive, believe, and achieve. It's going to be a vision board. I don't know if you guys have ever done vision boards before, but what you do is you you can either draw or cut out magazine pictures, and you create your life where you want to see yourself going. It's about where you are, where you want to be, and it's what you want to achieve in life. And they said that, I've never done it before, but the woman who's presenting or facilitating this said that it is really a touching activity. Women really get into their vision board because they're looking at their future and what they want to do in the future. That's what
I can do. Attest to that. I do a vision board every year, and then I actually sometimes 2 or 3 times a year, but it's very powerful because you actually, whatever you have your vision inside of your mind, you actually have
right.
it in front of you, the picture, so it's awesome. You
right.
really enjoy that.
And then to discuss it, to actually openly say, to claim verbally, that is so powerful. And that's what these women are going to be doing. After they do the vision board, then we're going to give them time to actually claim it and explain it. Sure, we will have our 70 women. We're really excited about it. And my plan is to have this as a traveling conference. So my plan is 1 year to do this in Atlanta. So I will let you know. When that happens.
We'll support you with
that. Yes. So that's part of the vision, the big picture, is to move it to different cities, and Atlanta has always been on my list of places to have it. So that's
That's awesome. Well, let's talk about this, and then we'll sum it up, because, of course, we need your contact information for the conference, and this wonderful little book you have coming out. Tell me about it. When I saw the topic, the title, I'm like, you know how we say it in the publishing world, that the title in the book cover sells the book, but you made it on this. This is awesome. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. As I didn't mention, it's about 10 years ago, I started doing individual coaching, and the coaching was to help women to lose weight. And as I did the coaching, I realized that there is a method to my madness, and my method was to teach women how to do it naturally. I don't believe in diet. I believe in lifestyle change. So the book itself is called Yes, Real Women Lose Weight, Drop Pounds Forever with the Basics. And basics is B-A-S-I-C-S. And it means something, of course. When I sat down and came up with the title, I was thinking about when I grew up, how we, as a family, we ate together, we cooked together, we shared at the dinner table, we shared in the morning. And I believe that we've really gotten away from that. We spend so much time, grabbing a bite to eat at the fast food places, and we don't have that quality time that we used to have. And as a result, we don't eat quality meals anymore. So the basics, B stands for behavior change, because I believe that you have to make a behavioral change. It's all about doing something differently than what you're doing right now. A is adopt a healthy lifestyle, and I talk about what a healthy lifestyle means to me. S is simplify your plan. Like I said, it's not a diet, but it's a simple way of eating, a simple way of living. The simpler, the better. If things are too complicated or too hard, we won't stick with it. We just won't. I is invest in yourself. Whenever you make a lifestyle change, sometimes it means initially costing a little more. It might mean buying foods that are, well, it does mean buying foods that are better for you, and that might cost you a little more. It might mean spending money to hire a trainer or hire a coach like myself. So it's a matter of putting money into you. The C stands for cardio and exercise, because even though I realize that 90% of weight loss is eating properly, 10% is exercise. So you want to exercise to have a healthy body. And S, the last S, is stick with the plan. Whatever plan you decide to do, stick with it. Just don't quit. So many times people, they just get tired or they just lose faith and they give up. If they just hung in there, they would have met their goals. And they don't meet them because they don't stick with it. So that's what the basics is.
Wow. So. Well, we can't wait for that to come out. You let us know.
All right.
When that comes out, we're just excited about that. But let's please do this because people are texting me and inbox me. Please, please, please. They didn't want me to forget. And I'm glad I have people to help me out here. How can we get in contact with you? How can we register for the conference? How we can support you on social media? How we can do those wonderful things? And, of course, get your book.
Okay. All right. Well, of course, I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitter. And my website is www.savvyhealthcoaching.com. Savvy is S-A-V-V-Y, health, H-E-A-L-T-H, coaching.com. And my email address is the same. It's savvyhealthcoaching@gmail.com. Now, I have a phone number where you can leave messages. I will pick up those messages daily, 937-277-2704.
Wow, we just thank you so much. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say 937-277-2704. And either of those, either the website or email address or my phone number, if you're interested in registering or want more information, you just send a note, and I will get back with you, or you call and leave a message, and I will get back with you.
Well, thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you.
For taking the time out and being with Good Deeds. We really appreciate it. And all my audience, I know they're writing the information down. They're so excited that you've been so transparent with all the information that we need as women. Yeah, we will arrive there. I'm menopause, so we need to have the information. So thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule. And you guys, you know, this is Dr. Sunday, and this is Good Deeds. And you know, any way we can help you, support you in anything that you're doing, any events that you're having, please let us know. We will support you in your endeavors. And again, you know who this is. This is Dr. Sunday, and this is Good Deeds. Have a wonderful, wonderful, you know, let me say this. Do not give up. Don't stop. Get it, get it. And this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.